Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. I don't think anybody's waiting any polls. These are very credible news organizations, including Fox News Channel. And what you see is that when people self-identify, it's not weighted like some were waiting this many Democrats, this many Republicans. It's how people identify themselves. And that, you know, Dana Blanton, who's our pollster here at Fox, said to me, that's constantly shifting. So you see people in these major news organizations putting their credibility on the line, and it's not just one poll, it's several polls, and it's not just one snapshot in time. I'm just telling you that the polls are credible, even though you don't want to believe them.
There's Juan Williams, interrupted by some of his co-workers at Fox, saying he doesn't think there's anything wrong with the polls. What do you think the poll situation, and do you believe him in the first place? 800-510-8255 is always the way to be on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And this is the overview of the top 10 items in Talk Radio, News Talk Radio, for the week ending Friday, the 28th of September. We'll run them down now for you, the top 10 hits in the determination of talkers.com. Ought to check that out daily to see what's going on in the world of talk radio. They monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country every day to determine this list. At number 10, the death of Andy Williams. At number 9, new school lunch regulations. At number 8, another tip about the final resting place of Jimmy Hoffa. Number 7, the violence in Europe and Greece and Spain. Controversy over Plan B contraceptive pills at a couple of New York City schools. Number 6, NFL referee fiascos. Number 5, number 4, Iran's nuclear program. United Nations and all the addresses there. Number 3, the investigation of the Benghazi attacks. Number 2, and of course, as you would expect, the presidential race is number 1. And that's an appropriate use of the word, of course, because, of course, that's what most people are talking about. Here's radio host Jeff Kuhner talking to one of his callers about how Mitt Romney needs to get more aggressive.
Stop it with this. We're at the mercy of events. We should be shaping events. We don't know what you're talking about, Mitt. Okay? Stop it with the little jabs. Take the gloves off. And hit him with a big roundhouse right. Trust me, Mitt, okay? They're going to love you at the LDS. Trust me, okay? I understand you're a Mormon. I understand you like to be nice to people. And if you don't want to do it, have Paul Ryan do it. But, Mitt, the nicest guy does not win the presidency, okay? It's the guy who wants it the most. So show some fire, Mitt. We want a fighter. Or else you're going to lose, and lose bad. I'm warning you. Rob, thanks for holding.
I just wanted to say that I do agree with you. I think Romney does need to come out and show more anger and really put up a firm stance against the president. I will say, however, he's not a stupid man. He's a savvy man. And I think one of the things he's going to do when the debates roll around, I think he's going to use that forum to explicitly say, look at all the examples of failure that this president has shown. And what the public is going to do, hopefully, bearing that they watch all the debates, is that they're going to get an unfiltered view of Mitt Romney. They're not going to get any media snippets of him where they're going to try to, you know, distort his position on things. And I think the debates are really going to be key.
Rob, from his ears. I hope you're right, Rob. I really do.
The presidential race, number 1 on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with the review. We start at number 1. We'll move to number 10 during the course of this hour. Here's radio host Keith Larson talking about Madonna's rather strange endorsement of President Obama this week.
Madonna gets herself a tramp stamp. I assume it's not permanent, but she's unveiling in her concerts a tramp stamp that says Obama on her lower back. She like half undressed, and then she said, the rest will come off if he wins, or, you know, something like that. So I don't know, is that a promise or a threat? Like when you're a kid. Yeah, is that a promise or a threat? Now Madonna also said this: for better or worse, all right, we have a black Muslim in the White House, okay? We have a black Muslim in the White House.
Is that the sound of champagne corks popping at the Romney Ryan headquarters right now that I hear?
Yeah, that's the talk show host wing of the Republican Party. You know that saying, like, with friends like those who needs enemas? You know what I mean? That sort of a deal there? Seriously, the talk show host wing of the Republican Party doesn't have to... I mean, if Madonna... Who's a popular... what if Clint Eastwood? What if Clint Eastwood had said to that empty chair, well, you know, we have a black Muslim in the White House? I'm just saying. Clint Eastwood on stage. Madonna says she was just making a joke. What if Clint Eastwood was making a joke? And you know me, I don't like throwing the straw man what-ifs out there, but, hey, Clint Eastwood was performing on stage and making some political commentary, right? And he's a celebrity. And Madonna is performing on stage and making some political commentary, and she's a celebrity. And she says, well, we have a black Muslim in the White House, right? Try to imagine the day that would have ensued had Clint Eastwood made that joke.
800-510-8255. Before we leave the discussion of the presidential race, let's listen to an outtake from The View, where the ladies on that television program talk about the presidential race and whether or not a good husband makes a good president.
The new issue of Time magazine published a photo from Mitt Romney's past that shows a much more personal side of the candidate. The picture is from the 1960s when Romney was working as a missionary in France. He mailed the photo to his future wife, Anne. And it's just sweet.
Look at how perfect it is. That's the thing. I mean, have you ever tried to do that at the beach? Like, what? Make your name without the drag of your foot to, like, the next letter? It's
yes.
Not easy. He did a good job with that heart, is what I'll say.
He has said, I'm happy in life as long as I've got my soulmate with me. Well, I'm going to sound like such a cynic. I think that's lovely. Mm-hmm. A lot of people commented on the fact that when Barack Obama and Michelle Obama were here the other day, they held hands. Let me see if we can see that. All you see is me. I don't know why. There they are, showing hands. No, so I think it's lovely that these men are in love with their wives. And so what has it got to do with whether they can be a good president?
It has a lot to do with whether they can. I think if you are a man and if you got the love of a woman behind you and you come in at the end of the day and you're feeling down and you got a woman
and
who
I
loves you.
Work and I don't care whether they love each other.
Let me finish and tell you what a woman will do. A woman will tell you, babe, it's okay. You can do this. And that means more than what anybody says. If you got a person who loves you and who's keeping you up,
how they do their job as a president. Do you look at someone who has a good relationship with their wife or husband down the road and think, yes, they're a better president because they're a better husband or better wife?
I look at it when I look at a person who's been married a long time and something like that. That does do something to me because I go, there's commitment and there's integrity in the marriage.
Both of them are in love with their wives, so in that part,
some of our greatest presidents cheated on their wives. There's a whole list of them I could give you right now. So, in the 20th century, FDR...
They didn't love them.
Yeah, wait a minute. FDR, Eisenhower, JFK, LBJ maybe was mostly wearing women's clothing, but that's another story. Let me get to the point. But so I think that people are skittish right now because now we know that they all cheated on their wives and we didn't like it.
800-510-8255. All right, the polls, the presidential race. Let's get Dave's concept of what's going on in the race now, calling from Kansas to the countdown. Dave, go ahead. You're on the air live.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Doug. I just wanted to comment that I saw a Newsmax poll the other day that showed Mitt Romney had 80% of the straw poll and Barack Obama only had 20%. So I'm not really buying off too much on these polls because, for one, they're run by the liberal media, and they're basically out there to make Obama look good.
Well, they're not always run by the liberal media, but they also, as you point out, are not always skewed to the, you know, if you're 18 to 20 and you have gray hair, who are you going to vote for? That kind of stuff. All right, sir, thanks for your comment. The number two item, the Benghazi attack investigation, up next on the countdown.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Number two on the Talk Radio Countdown this week, the attack investigation, the Benghazi attack there. Here's Talk Host Bud Hettinger talking about the president and the truth or not regarding Libya.
There is no doubt that the Obama administration has been lying since day one when intelligence reveals now they knew the Libyan consulate attack that killed four Americans, including the ambassador Chris Stevens to Libya and a couple of Navy SEALs, that this was a hardcore terrorist attack. And Obama, as recently as his UN speech, was blaming everything on the video. Hillary at the UN, not in a big speech, but in a small group meeting, admitted that this was hardcore Al-Qaeda. We still haven't heard the words come out of President Obama's lips. He never even said terrorism during his speech at the UN. Now, all we have is Jay Carney, his press lackey, saying, and the president now considers this to be a terrorist attack. We still haven't heard it cross his lips, but they have conceded the point. Why are they so dug in on this? They are so dug in on this because we have an election in less than 6 weeks.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and shipped for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Talk radio.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I guess I don't have to say that. He said it for us, Mr. Big Voice DiNozzo. Thank you. Discussion of the top ten. We're at number three now. What happened at the UN this week? Here are our hosts, Bruce Wolf and Dan Prof, talking to Jonathan Hunt about what Mr. Ahmadinejad had to say at the UN.
So Ahmadinejad, he spoke before the UN and he had the inflammatory rhetoric as usual, but he's a lame duck and it seemed a little toned down. And so maybe Israel doesn't have to worry about Iran going nuclear. Is that the narrative that everybody's trying to present right now?
No, I don't think anybody's trying to present the idea that Israel doesn't have to worry. Clearly, Israel, the United States, and the entire world still need to worry about Iran. But it was a somewhat curious speech. Given the interviews he'd given earlier in the week, we expected it to come out sort of all guns blazing, as it were. And as you said, this is probably, almost certainly, his last speech as president, unless they do something constitutionally to give him another term. He's out of office next June, so he won't be back at the UN in this capacity. So we expected a lot more from him, and it really was toned down. But that's not to say there wasn't a lot of venom in there, and it was, all of that venom almost was directed at Israel. He called it a fake government again. He said Israel's threats against Iran were part of what he called this arrogant imperialism. So it had parts of the Ahmadinejad we have grown to know and dislike intensely, but it didn't have quite as much fire as a lot of people expected. But I don't think anybody it thinks that that means Iran is no longer a threat.
So to number three and number four go together on the countdown this week, as number four references the nuclear program, the Iran nuclear program. From our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, here's host Scott Voorhees talking to Rabbi Arayo Spiro, who has a response to some of the things Mr. Ahmadinejad had to say about Iran's plans this week.
How did you feel when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad gets up there from Iran on Yom Kippur and starts in on America and Israel and everything else?
Well, you know, back in almost 30 years ago, maybe even more than that, the Egyptians, who at that time were the head of the Islamic world, they launched a war against Israel on Yom Kippur. So they like to take our holy day and either launch wars against us physically in Israel or to launch wars against America, the Jewish people, Israel, on Yom Kippur. It's one of their favorite days. These are the folks that are always talking about how we must respect their religion, hallow their religion, honor their religion, yet they have quite little respect for other religions. Quite often they denigrate other religions. It's a two-way, it's not an equal footing here.
Do you have any idea what the response from President Obama or the White House was as Ahmadinejad was allowed to sound off?
Well, they, in honor of, out of deference to Yom Kippur, the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton, asked that the United States not be present. And they felt it was Yom Kippur, and Israel had no chance to really respond. The Israelis were not there. But just a couple of days before, on September 24th, when Ahmadinejad got up in the same hall, the General Assembly, and denied the Holocaust and said terrible things about Israel, our people were told to sit and to listen. Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, they said that we should stay there, and we did, which was, I think it's terrible. Every time this anti-Semite in chief, this Holocaust denier, gets up and speaks, I think we should walk out. If it was up to me, I wouldn't allow him into the United States to speak. He's advocating what Hitler advocated back in the 30s, and I think back in the 30s it would have been ludicrous to allow Hitler to speak in front of an international forum. There was no UN then, but I don't think this country under its understanding and ethos then would have allowed Hitler to speak. He has the same intentions. He wants to wipe off the Jews from the face of the earth, destroy the Jewish state, kill 6 million Jews, 7 million, whatever.
Progress used to mean bigger is better. Today it means smarter and smaller. Look no further than the laundry room for the latest in simple handheld power. No more measuring spills or heavy lifting of bulky bottles. Single-use pre-measured packs deliver the ultimate in convenience. Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent Power Packs contain a groundbreaking microcrystal formula of over 99% active ingredients to deliver powerful stain removal and the deep-down clean you need. Added Arm & Hammer Baking Soda Boosters help neutralize and eliminate tough odors for long-lasting freshness. Best of all, Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent Power Packs cost up to 30% less than the leading single-use detergent brand. Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent Power Packs join the extended portfolio family of Arm & Hammer Liquid, Powder, and Gel Formulas. Power Packs are offered in two varieties and are currently available at retailers nationwide. Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent Power Packs, the clean you need at a fraction of the cost. For more information, visit armandhammer.com.
Hey fans, Hexagon is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Hexagon presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Apply Lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Top 10 items in the News Talk Radio world for this week. I'm Doug Steffen, addressing all of these. Another half hour here to go. We have found ourselves at number 5. We want to review number 1, the presidential race. Number 2, the Benghazi attacks and the discussion of them. What went on at the UN, basically. Number 3 and number 4 this past week. And at number 5, the NFL referee fiasco. I don't know how much more there is to say about that. They are, the regular refs are back at work. NFL's got a lot of money, so they gave him a raise. End of story. Number 6, not so fast though. Yeah, the controversy about New York City schools allowing some 14 high schools are providing Plan B, the so-called morning after pill, to be available to girls in the schools from the age of 14 up. Haven't heard about this. Here's more on it from radio host Matt Patrick, who talks to Bill Albert and Elizabeth Graham about whether this situation in New York could spread to other states.
I think we've turned over our apparent rights and responsibilities to the government, number one. And number two, do you see this ever, you know, coming into the state of Texas or, God forbid, the city of Houston?
Well, this is clearly not a solution that's going to work in all communities, clearly. But let me be clear about the role of parents here. When we're talking about getting kids to delay sexual activity, when we're talking about getting sexually active kids to use contraception consistently and carefully, the role of parents is absolutely essential. Make no mistake. Every single survey that our organization has done, every piece of research I've looked at points to the critical importance that parents have to play. So this is not an either-or situation.
All right, Elizabeth, it seems to me, I say again, that we have turned over all of our responsibilities to the government. Let the government handle it. Now we are going to allow, at least in New York City, teenage girls to access Plan B. Could this ever come to Texas? Being the director of Texas Right to Life, I think that you can answer this question.
I think that Texans are very conservative. Texans are very involved in their family life. And Texas, time and again, have rejected policies that expand abortion and access to abortion. Furthermore, Texas values are widespread, hold near and dear, and parents do not want the government allowing their daughters access not only to abortion, but access to a pill that could cause abortion. What's even worse about this, Matt, is that if a girl takes this Plan B pill and hemorrhages or has complications without parental knowledge, the parents may not even know, but then they're the ones charged with paying to fix the complications or her medical care afterwards, let alone the fallout from having potentially aborted one of their grandchildren. If a girl is given access to Plan B and does undergo an abortion, furthermore, she could be further subjected to sexual abuse. So a minor who is given Plan B could be the victim of sexual abuse. If she takes the Plan B and there's no evidence of a pregnancy, she may still be a victim for years and years with the abuse being concealed.
All right, pretty much self-contained information there. 800-510-8255. So we get to number seven. And this is about the violence that's going on currently in Greece and Spain. Host Jack Harris with CNBC's Michelle Caruso Cabrera. They talk about the protests, the violence in Spain, and that seems to echo what happened in Greece earlier this summer.
Is this the beginning of the end for the European Union or what?
It could be the beginning of the end. It could be the beginning of something finally good. You've probably seen the news in the last 48 hours. There have been huge demonstrations in Madrid. They got violent on Tuesday night. Police were beating the protesters. Protesters surrounded the parliament, chanting, "Let us in. We want to evict you." And they're angry because today, in the next couple of hours, they're going to learn what the new budget for Spain looks like next year, and it's going to have a lot more spending cuts and a lot more tax hikes. Which we've seen in Greece. And so that means a much tougher economy for them. And it's going to be tough for a long time, but this is a country that needs to cut its spending. I mean, they used to do crazy things like, I know photographers here in New York who were hired by regional governments in Spain, flown over, made, you know, took photographs and made coffee table books, all at the taxpayer expense, right? I mean, they have got to control their spending. Taxpayers shouldn't be paying for that kind of thing. So it's going to be painful, but eventually they're going to be better off.
I'm wondering, though, if we're going to see kind of an Arab Spring-like thing crossing Europe like we've seen in the Middle East, where it becomes uncontrolled violence and overthrows of the government and that kind of thing, which would wreak havoc, I would think, with the European Union.
It could very well be problematic. There has been a huge rise in the Nazi Party in Greece, for example, and Greece had a terrible, terrible occupation under the Nazis during World War II. There wasn't a country that disliked Germany and the Nazis more, and to see the rise of the Nazi Party in Greece tells you just how bad things and how angry people are. The unions are also very angry because Spain has done things that are going to be good for their economy, like you don't have to go to a judge anymore to do layoffs during economic hard times. In the U.S., although it's very painful for individuals, we have a liberal labor market. When things go bad, there are layoffs quickly. It's bad for individuals. It's better for the country. We get through things faster. They're going to go through this for 10 years because they still have these terrible labor laws that make it very difficult to fire. And when it's difficult to fire, you don't hire.
That's an interesting line. If it's difficult to fire, you don't hire. Does that apply here? Just an anecdotal question. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we've moved into the number seven position, and now let's move on to number eight. Wow, this is something that a lot of people haven't heard much about. It sort of has been a specific one of those targeted conversations that gets lost when we have things like the presidential race going on. Here with the latest on Jimmy Hoffa. Number eight, host Carrie Dozer and Chuck Powell talking about the news that somebody has claimed Jimmy Hoffa is buried under a house in Detroit.
Investigators are going to take soil samples from the ground underneath a driveway near Detroit after a man told police there that he thinks he saw the burial of the missing Teamsters leader about 35 years ago. Here's the chief of police of Roseville, James Berlin.
The radar was the next step. It showed an anomaly. We're just doing a proper investigation. Unfortunately, the assumption is made that this could, in fact, be Jimmy Hoffa, and everyone wants to know where Jimmy's at. We are not making that assumption. But stranger things have happened. So time will tell if there's even a body there. We don't even know that yet.
He admits the timeline doesn't add up, but hey, you're the chief of police, and what if you found Jimmy Hoffa? He'd be famous. You got to go after that tip, right? A lot of theories about where he went, of course. Giant stadium, ground up, blown up, He could be under a driveway in Detroit.
Yeah. We have to get a Jimmy Hoffa update every 2 years, apparently. Same thing with Amelia Earhart. We went through that a few months ago.
Still missing.
Well. Yeah. And look, they're mysteries, and yeah, we'd love to have them solved at some point, but man, it seems to be part of the news cycle. It's biannual. You got to get a Hoffa update.
If there's a body under there and it's not Uncle Jimmy, it's somebody's uncle, so at least they will get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
It may be that he's under a driveway in suburban Detroit. Why not?
800-510-8255. So the tip, nearly 40 years after he disappeared, Jimmy Hoffa may be buried under a driveway in Detroit. This is one of the very interesting things that this is a punchline for how many jokes on SNL or, yeah, any. The last digging, I think, was in 2010, wasn't it? So Jimmy Hoffa in the focus here on the countdown. Up next, some government school lunch regulations will be front and center as we review the hot hits, tightly construed here on the countdown.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 1 in 88 children in the U.S. is affected by autism, Asperger's, or pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, or PDD-NOS. While medications are available for behavioral issues like irritability or anxiety, there are no FDA-approved drugs to treat any of the core symptoms of these conditions, such as problems with social interaction and communication. According to board-certified psychiatrist Dr. David Posey, a new clinical research program called ConnectMe is enrolling children with autism, Asperger's, or PDD-NOS worldwide to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational drug on social interaction and communication.
There are significant unmet medical needs surrounding autism spectrum disorders. I have seen firsthand how children with these disorders struggle to interact with their peers, so I am encouraged by the ConnectMe clinical research program, which may provide new insights into the spectrum of autism disorders.
To learn more about ConnectMe or to see if your child is eligible to participate, call 877-900-8735 or visit ConnectMeTrials.com.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, stocks of RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
888. Whoops, where'd that number come from? Let's try 800-510-8255. The number 9 item on the countdown this week. has to do with the new government school lunch regulations and the discussion there, too. Here's host Bill Meyer with Kylie Olson from the Education Action Group about the reaction from students to Mrs. Obama's new school lunch standards, which are being enforced by the USDA.
What is the story here that we have Michelle Obama with her new lunch standards being enforced by the USDA, and now we have kids fighting back and trying to do everything they can to sneak around the changed menus? Is that the story?
Right. So basically what happened is in the lame duck session of Congress in 2010, so when the Democrats were still in control, they passed a bill saying that the school lunch regulations had to be updated, and they left that power to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And Michelle Obama was really the champion of that legislation. And we've seen her on TV talking about her, you know, Let's Move program and all of that. And so now what's happening is those regulations are now being implemented at the school level. And so we're seeing kids who used to have a hamburger or a hot dog or pizza or something like that for lunch now are being served black bean salads and hummus and things like that. And so there's this all-out revolt in schools across the country because kids not only are being offered food that they don't want to eat, but these really tiny portions that are leaving them hungry and dissatisfied.
All right, so that vote for or against Mr. Obama, is this going to help or hurt him at the polls? 800-510-8255. Sad note here, as number 10 examines the life and death of Andy Williams, or the passing, actually, that's been the discussion of singing legend Andy Williams. Here, our host Moose Miller and Edgar Linares talking about it.
Are you old enough to remember the Andy Williams Christmas specials?
Well, no.
So you don't remember?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Of course I know the song. Yes, of course. It's a holiday classic.
Yes, but I do not remember seeing the holiday specials, but I missed out. I did. I feel like
no,
I missed out
actually,
because I didn't.
Andy Williams, I think, introduced the country to what we now dread as the Christmas sweater.
I saw a clip tonight, and I thought, you know what? That's right on. He was in one of those specials.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Wearing this white sweater with a moose kind of print on it, and you know what I'm talking about—the really obnoxious kind
of ugly sweater parties.
So we have Andy Williams to thank for that, but he certainly did leave behind a treasure of music. You know, I was looking at the bio on him. And he was born in Wall Lake, Iowa. So, you know, just to our south.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Fritz Mondale came out of Iowa. I don't know how many people know that, but I know it wasn't Wall Lake, Iowa. But he grew up in Cincinnati. His first name is Howard Andrew Williams. And maybe somebody listening may have been honored and privileged enough to be able to go to the Moon River Theater in Branson. I'm kind of curious what that was like, what that experience was, and what the facility was like. Because, you know, after his popularity waned, he kind of rebooted his whole career by going to Branson. Goes on to say that Williams' first performance was in a children's choir at the local Presbyterian church. And he and his brothers formed a quartet in 1938. And they performed on radio stations in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
He appeared with Bing Crosby. Just a huge collection of songs and appearances and movies and all that good stuff.
All right. So there's the discussion as we've gone through them, the top 10 items. And so let's go through what the folks at Talkers.com say is the list of people who have been most discussed, starting at number 10.
Number 10.
I guess that was suggesting there. Number 10 story also brings us to the number 10 person, Andy Williams at number 10.
Number 9.
Roger Goodell.
Number 8.
Paul Ryan.
Number 7.
Christopher Stevens.
Number 6.
Bill Clinton.
Number 5.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Number 4.
Mr. Ahmadinejad.
Number 3.
Mrs. Clinton.
Number 2.
Mr. Romney.
number one.
Mr. Obama. All right, so there we have the charts, the talkers charts for the week ending September, actually for the whole week, September 24th to the 28th. Back in a moment on the countdown with an unusual countdown, the top 10 biggest swindles of all time as a countdown extra. 51 after the hour here on this week's countdown.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods' tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here on the countdown with something rather unusual. Every once in a while, the producers of this program are left to their own devices and come up with a list, the top 10 ideas or discussion points, something that was created by Talkers and Talkers.com many years ago. That is a listing of the hot hits in talk radio, same as we have music radio does the hot hits. And so from that, there have been all kinds of lists over the years, the top 10 of this, top 10 of that. So this is a list that has been prepared of the biggest scams of all time, the people involved in them, what the scams were, and how much loot they got away with. All right, so let's get started. Number 10, a gentleman named Lou Pearlman, who was a big band mogul, put together a record. He got investors and people to buy his record, and through the course of events, he introduced a scheme that managed to operate undetected for 20 years, ripping people off, selling them something that wasn't there. So he was discovered in 2006. He now is serving the third of his 25-year terms. He got away with $300 million.
Number 9.
A fellow named Gerald Payne. He's a minister. His Greater Ministries International used biblical bilking to shake up and shake down investors. His ministry preached that God wanted people to be rich, which attracted a lot of greedy and God-fearing clients. His con was busted in 1999, gone to jail for 13 years. He got away with $500 million.
Number 8.
A fellow named Reed Slatkin, co-founder of Earthlink, and a Scientology minister, he dealt with the rich and famous in Hollywood, used his fake statements to dupe investors into believing there was something big going on at the Scientology offices. SEC shut him down in 2001. He got away with $593 million.
Number 7.
A fellow named Carlitos, a Romanian, started a limited liability company with $783 of his own money. Promised investors 8 times the money, invested in 6 months. Of course, he was found out, and he managed, though, before he was found out, to get people separated from about $667 million.
Number 6.
The setup by Damara Bertinez of the European Kings Club was set up to get the little people to be able to buy into what the big people with lots of money were buying. Established a cult-like presence, ripped people off for over $1 billion.
Number 5.
A fellow named Scott Rothstein, he was a lawyer, turned the law into money-making machines here, there, and everywhere, promised high returns to investors from his clever manipulations of lucrative settlements, like whistleblowing, sexual harassment cases. The plot got too hot for him to handle. He ran to Morocco, was captured, brought back and convicted. He eluded people of $1.2 billion.
Number 4.
Albanian Shamos, the only Ponzi scheme that sparked a civil uprising, indirectly led to 2,000 deaths after people realized that they had been ripped off by this scheme, and $1.3 billion is what they lost in Albania.
Number 3.
Tom Peters was a renowned Minnesota businessman, philanthropist who once owned Polaroid. Company claimed to use the investors' money to finance the purchase of electronics, which was supposed to be resold to big box retailers. Scheme uncovered in 2008, 50 years in prison, $3.7 billion he ripped off from investors.
Number 2.
Alan Stanford, a billionaire. He was a big sports person. He was knighted by several governments. He was the sort of larger-than-life figure financing one of the biggest single-day payouts in the history of sport. He made his fortune buying depressed property in the 80s and turned that around, showed everybody how he did it. And then he took the company to Montserrat in 1985. He was a resident of Texas, I think. He's awaiting trial on the charge that he looted investors out of $7 billion.
Number 1.
The king of all Ponzi schemes, the ripoff artist extraordinaire, we all know who he is, Bernie Madoff. Some people say Madoff. He made off with $65 billion in his investment securities operation that he operated for 49 years. $65 billion. So there it is, the overview of the 10 biggest ripoffs in modern history. That would make for interesting conversation. Did you remember that all those things happened and took place? If you didn't, now you have something to converse about, which is what the top 10 list is all about. The things you've been talking about or may talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.